every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News in Shoes.
Victory Life Ministries would like to invite you to a miracle and healing service with healing evangelist Pastor Bobby Ray. Join us on Friday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at God's Barn in Palm City. Our phone number is 772-485-9098. That's 772-485-9098. And one more time, 772-485-9098. Be there on the 12th and expect your healing.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our body is the mechanism that is connected to the world. It's the source of our temptation. Our body grows weak, our body goes weary, and our body is stinky sometimes. And it's got to, you know how many of your body's got to take a shower every day? Come on, amen. It's sometimes your body snores really loud. Sometimes your body's always hungry. You got to constantly keep fueling the thing. And it's never, 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 never comfortable. You can't just, you know, it's the green chairs and it's the floor and it's the concrete and it's the heat and it's the cold. And it's something that's always upsetting your body and is never satisfied. And it takes a lot to keep it maintained. We spend a lot of money maintaining our body. I mean, we have to buy those Gillette razors, which are like $40,000 for 1 week of shaving, and you have to buy a really sweet smelling deodorant. And when you get older, you got to start using lotions and fight the sunspots and the dry skin. You got to clip your toenails and your fingernails and pluck the hair out of your nose and out of your ears and shave your eyebrows. I mean, it takes a lot to take care of your body. It's exhausting. I mean, we didn't even get to the big stuff like using the bathroom. You can't even wear the same pair of socks for 3 days. You'll kill somebody. This thing is difficult to take care of. And it doesn't get better as the years pass. It just gets harder. It's more difficult to maintain. It doesn't work as good. It gets older. It breaks down more. I mean, come on. You got to start taking all kinds of pills to keep it running. And you know, you got to drink plenty of fluid more than you ever drank before. And then your body, which goes through all this torment and hell, it takes you to Golden Corral and says, eat everything on the bone buffet. Just eat it all. I'll have some Chinese. I'll have some American. I'll have some Japanese. Come on. Are them ribs over there? I'll just put them ribs on top of my pizza with some macaroni and cheese. That looks good. And then you go home and pay the price in your... I mean, your soul ain't suffering and your spirit ain't suffering. It's your body that suffers. Come on, amen. How many of you know I'm always having trouble with my... How many glad you're going to get a brand new one when you get to heaven? I mean, my spirit is great. And my soul loves to worship God. But Lord, 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 you really want my body? I mean, you really want this thing? I mean, come on, Jesus. I mean, this body wants to bring me down all the time. This body wants to get me in trouble all the time. I can't never satisfy this thing. It makes me rude. Come on, how many know that's true? When you're hungry, you're not nice to your husband or wife. When you're on a diet, trying to teach your body a lesson, your body will be mean to everybody around you. That's why you've got to learn to worship God with your body. Don't sit there during worship and going, oh, that's just beautiful. They're getting pretty good. I like that new drummer. No, you worship Jesus with your body. Half the time we sit out there and judge everybody up on the stage, and what are we looking at? Their body. Boy, they sing good, but you can tell they ain't had a shower in a week. Just let them worship over there. Is that too real? Somebody say, I got to worship him with my body. Paul said, I beseech you. Get yourself under control. I'm beseeching you, which means I'm urging you. Take control of your body in view of God's greatness, in view of God's mercy, in view of God's love, in view of his power, in view of his awesomeness. Take your body under control and make it a living sacrifice unto your God. Present it to him. Somebody say, worship the Lord. He says, bring your bodies. That don't mean bring yourselves. It means bring your physical body as a living sacrifice. Bring it with all of its problems. Bring it with all of its troubles, all of its difficulty, all of its everything in it, its sickness. Come on, everything. Being overweight, being too tall, being too skinny, being too ugly, being too pretty. Bring it all. Bring it to the Lord. Bring it just the way it is. How many know every other religion in the world says, no, you better get yourself together before you come and offer something to your God. Yeah, you better live perfect, you better act right, you better talk right, you better look right, you better sound right, you better get all this wickedness out of your body, then give yourself to God. Christianity is the only thing that says you come just like you are. Bring all your mess, bring all your baggage, bring all your problems, bring all your weight, bring everything you've got and give it to God. I will take you just the way you are. But when you get in a relationship with me, I ain't gonna leave you the way I found you. I'm gonna make you better. I'm gonna make you smarter. I'm gonna make you more blessed. You're going to learn how to be an overcomer. You're going to learn how to grow in me. You're going to reach your destiny and find a purpose in me, says the Lord. Somebody shout, give me my body. He says, come to me just the way you are. Hallelujah. I mean, worship don't just start in church and end in church. Huh? You driving down the road getting mad at somebody and holding your middle finger out the window is not worship to the Lord. Get your body under control. Hmm? If you're mad at somebody cutting you off in traffic, do what I do. Pull off the road and just, don't let me kill him, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help me right now. Everything in my body say, floor it, run him off the road. If you're anything like me, you just got to battle it. You got to battle it out. Who do they think they are? And then you got the Holy Ghost going, they need Jesus. Yes, they do. I'm about to send them to you right now, Lord. Just forget about the altar. They're coming right now. Yeah, y'all ain't going to shout me down, but I know what you're thinking. He said, present yourself. Present. Somebody say, present. Your bodies as a living sacrifice. That means that if God has been amazing to you, if he's been unsearchable in his wisdom, unequal in his counsel, God is amazing in his provision. He's watched you. He's covered you. If he's ever done anything for you or given anything to you, what I want you to do is to come into the house and learn how to present your body to the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In other words, God's got the deed to your body. You go look up the title deed on your body, the birth certificate's got your parents' name on it, they don't own you. God was your manufacturer, he got the deed. Come on, somebody, amen. That birth certificate is just a lease agreement between your parents and you. God's got the deed to you. He owns your body. Come on, amen. That means there's something about physical expression. There's something that's important about getting your body in submission to the Spirit of God and worshiping God. Open your mouth when you don't want to open your mouth. Lift your hands when you don't want to lift your hands. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Jump up and down. Run. Holler. Come on, somebody. I promise you this, the people that struggle most in life are the people that don't know how to worship God. Ain't nobody gonna shout me down, but that's okay. It's the truth. People that deal with pessimism and negative emotions are people that don't know how to worship. You wanna overcome being negative? Worship. Learn how to worship. Come on, somebody, amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said this. He says, I want you to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Look what he said. He said, love him with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind. That means I've got to learn how to express my worship physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. Worship has to hit every part of who I am. Huh? What do you think Kim would do if all I did was just sit in the other room and I intellectually just loved her? And I just sit there playing Halo for 10 hours going, well, I really do love her. Pat, 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 pat. Hold on. I mean, I got to put the game down once in a while and put some lotion on them feet. It's the truth. I got to learn how to love her emotionally. I got to know how to feel towards her. I can't just go every now and then I think about her and go, yep, I love her. Yay. Yay for me, I got Kim. And then don't tell her? Don't show her? Huh? I mean, if I just did that, Kim would be going around, what the heck is wrong with him? Is there something wrong with me? Did I do something wrong? Is there something going on in here? He don't want to hug me. He don't want to hold my hand. He don't want to kiss me. He don't want to talk to me. The next question is, what did I do? Or who is he talking to? I don't know about y'all, but Kim wants me to tell her she looks nice. She wants me to say, here, baby, take the credit card. Go to Dillard's. Huh? She wants me to hold her hand. She wants me to tell her I love her. Why? Because that's how you are when you're devoted to people. Come on, amen? I mean, Kim don't want to go out on a date with me And then when we get out there on the date, I'm just sitting there going, well, I got to go out and do my duty with Kim. This is part of my life experience as a husband. Date night once a week. I'm just going to do my job. Go out to eat, sit down and get my Facebook out and just scroll up and down on Facebook and take care of everything. Eat, go home and relax and kick my shoes off and go, boy, that was fun. And never talk to Kim. I mean, that's not what we're doing. Come on, amen. You don't do your duty. That's what people do every Sunday when they come in here to worship, though. Every Sunday, I'm going to come in, I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to show pastor that I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock. I'm not going to miss any worship. I'll be there on the first song. Woo! Hallelujah! Leave out of here at 12:30 in the afternoon going, I did my duty. I got my stuff done. I really did it. And never worship the Lord. Never get touched. Never receive anything, just a sense of accomplishment because you did what you thought you needed to do. And somehow you thought you pleased God by doing what you did, but you really just showed up and ignored Him. No. Come on, amen. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus died for you. He let them nail His hands to the cross. He was beaten, speared, and whipped for you. He said, by His stripes you are healed. He was bruised for your iniquities. He was wounded for your transgressions. You've got every reason to show up every time the door is open. Throw your hands up and cry out to God Almighty and say, God, I'm here to worship You in my heart, in my mind, with all my strength and all my intellect and all my body. I'm going to jump, I'm going to run, I'm going to shout. Come on, amen. He said, I want you to love Me with all your heart, with all of your emotions, all of your physical strength I want you to love Me with, and all of your intellectual capacity. I want you to love Me that way, amen. In other words, I don't want to just be something that you think about once in a while. I don't want to be something that you just clap to a song and your mind be somewhere else. Thinking about them onion rings at Applebee's. Everybody got their phone out going, I'm looking at my Bible. Oh, they didn't like that status. What was that scripture again? God wants everything that's in you to learn how to glorify Him in every aspect of who you are. I mean, one of the ways we physically express worship is through singing. Everybody say singing. Psalms 96:1 says this, sing a new song unto the Lord. And listen, when some people sing, it's always a new song because they sing it different every time they sing it. Nobody recognizes what they're singing because it's a new song. In other words, it don't have nothing to do with your capacity to carry a tune. Listen, you might sound like you're killing a cat when you sing, but that's not what it's about. It's about you worshiping the Lord, huh? It don't have to be pleasant to everybody around you. Your Father wants to hear you. I've got this theory that people that don't sing good here on planet Earth are going to sing like angels in heaven. Everybody that sings good here on Earth is going to can't carry a tune in heaven. I just believe that somewhere in my mind because I can't sing right now and I know God's going to redeem it. But He said, I want you to express yourself in singing. And we're going to talk a little bit about why that's important in just a minute. But one of the indicators that people have come into captivity is that people lose their song. One of the indicators that you're burdened down with life is that you can't sing. You don't have a song in your heart. You know, you never heard anybody whistling like this and to be depressed? Because it don't happen. You hear somebody whistling like that, you know why they're doing that? Because they got a song in their heart. They're happy. Come on, amen. So one of the indicators that you are depressed or you're discouraged or you're frustrated or you're not connecting with God is that you lose your song. Psalms 137, verse 1 says this, the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there are those who carried us away captive. Listen, they took them as slaves. And after they took them as slaves, they said, asked of us a song. Those who plundered us requested myrrh, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? In other words, they had been taken as slaves and they lost their song. The captors wanted them to sing one of the songs of Zion because one of the songs of Zion was really uplifting. Like, we can't sing you that song. We're too discouraged. You took everything. You took our home. You took our livelihood. Now you're hauling us off to a foreign land. We lost our song. Come on, does that make sense? And amen? Listen to this. Don't miss this. Whenever any person begins to have captivity that is controlling their life, you'll find out they're not singing, they're not worshiping, they're not doing nothing. They lose their capacity to want to worship. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, praise and worship has to be done by faith. You got to do it anyway. You got to do it in the greatest loss, the greatest struggles, the greatest depression, because your victory is going to ride in on your faith by worshiping God anyway. Listen, some of you in this room, you need to get your song back. Some of you forgot how to sing the songs of Zion. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. Touch somebody and say, you need to get your song back. It's time to sing. It's time to sing. Ezekiel 28:11 says this. Ezekiel's given a description of a king called the king of Tyre, but he's really talking about the power or the evil force that is behind the king, or the spirit that is controlling him. And in this scripture, he begins to describe Lucifer. It's a description of Satan before he fell. Is everybody all right? And when Satan operated in heaven, it says in verse 11, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created, or literally designed in you." In other words, Lucifer had like organ pipes designed in his body. They were up out of his neck. "You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the days you were created until iniquity was found in you by the abundance of your trading." Everybody say trading. "By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities. By the iniquity of your trading, therefore I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you." Now watch this. Here's what Ezekiel said. This is a reference to Satan, Lucifer being cast out. How many know the name Lucifer means morning star? Everybody say morning star. Lucifer, by biblical description, was the most beautiful thing that God ever created. He was beauty from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He was gorgeous. Come on, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.